all of my children are in school, which you could not say about any day last week.
Why is that? Oh, because of sickness?
Yeah.
They were down with the sickness. Ooh-wah.
Indeed. Howdy, it's Monday, September 9th, 2024, and this is episode 236 of Due for a Win, the solely Atlantic City podcast. I'm Kyle Askin, joined, as always, by Craig Stone. What's good, Craig?
I can't spoil what's good. But yeah. Something is very good, assuming it happens.
Yeah. Your days of calorie restriction are over.
That's good. Today is my first day. We'll see if I can actually convince myself. I'll check in with you tomorrow. We'll see if I've eaten more calories than I've expended today.
I look forward to seeing the G-Chat on, like, Friday when I log into Gmail.
Like, I work out at night half the time, and then I'll finish up working out at, like, 10:45, and then it's like, oh, I got to eat 1,300 calories.
I think that's bad for you. I think they say it's, like, very bad for your sleep if you eat late at night.
There's a lot of stuff about it's bad for your weight, but that doesn't actually matter.
Right.
That's just calories in, calories out.
I don't care about that. Yeah, I think it's just bad for your sleep.
Yeah, let me tell you. I had a huge bowl of cereal the other day, and I could not go to sleep. That's just a lot of sugar.
I mean, for my health stuff, you know, I'm like very not on the ball for most of it or whatever, especially compared to you. But my sleep is actually pretty good, and I'm pretty good about never do anything in bed except for like read a book and don't play on phone for an hour before. And I don't have caffeine after like two or three. And so my sleep's something that's the only thing in my life that's pretty much dialed in. So
no, my sleep is terrible. Oh. Sleep and alcohol.
All the other health shit, my calories, my workouts, my all that stuff is bad, but my sleep is good.
I see. We need to find some moderation between the two of us. Anyways, one thing that you can do that helps with your mentals is relaxation time.
Oh, yeah.
And that is the theme of our Always Once Never, which you can tell I'm really running out of Always Once Nevers here. Mm-hmm. So here's what I've got. I went through about three other things first before I got to this, which I'll tell you what they were.
You guys need to send some Always Once Nevers if you want them to be included, because I think it's going to go away soon. So if you have anything that you have on mind, it's time to send Craig an email. doforwin@gmail.com.
Yes. So you're in AC.
Mm-hmm.
You're overstimulated, or maybe, I don't know, you're hungover. You need a little relaxation time before you go back to the tables. Here are your options. The pool, the spa, and the beach. Which one are you doing always, which one once, and which one never? Seasonality plays a role here.
Yes.
Due to
seasonality. I mean, so beach can't be always, I think, just because of seasonality, right?
Would it be anyway, though? Like, say it was San Diego.
No. Right? No. Let's say it was like, this is only for summer trips. I still would not make beach always.
Right. Me neither.
No question about it.
Does beach go into the ocean, which is something that it's actually doing currently?
It doesn't have to. It's already there. I mean,
oh, erosion jokes.
Especially the North Boardwalk, I hear. Yeah. The beach is in the ocean, which is why it doesn't exist anymore. Good times. I've done the spa a few times in AC, I think only in resorts, strangely enough. And I've had the same guy both times.
I've done ocean.
Yeah, I've done resorts twice, and that was just basically to get a massage. It's something I always enjoy. I feel like it's something I should do more. I'm always like, do I want to spend like $140 or whatever to do that for an hour? But like, it's cheaper than gambling, I'm sure.
But if you're gambling, you can win.
Yeah.
I've never done it, but I'm told it's possible to win. So, you know, if you get a massage, there's really no winning there.
I mean, I don't need to go to the pool or the beach every time, though. So I think by default, spa kind of has to be the always. Like, what am I going to do at the pool or the beach? Always.
Yeah. No, I wouldn't do either of those always. I think spa, like you said, has to be always.
It's just the default, right?
It has, because there's stuff you can do in the spa also. Like, you know, you can go sit in the sauna and then hop in the pool. Like, that's a good feeling.
Yeah.
I could make time for that. It's a little bit of an expensive one to do always.
It is expensive. So what is it to get into the spa ocean, let's say? It's like $50 or something?
I think it might be more than that.
Hmm. And that's just to get it, not even for massage or anything, just to gain access.
Yeah, the day pass. So as a man who's never done the ocean, meaning the beach.
Yes, I've never done the beach. Yeah.
Do you feel the need to do that once more?
I would do it once, yeah. I like the ocean. Like, I like being in the ocean. Laying on the beach, I absolutely hate. I see no draw to it whatsoever. My wife could lay on the beach all day.
Yes,
literally.
Same, fine. Absolutely.
I don't understand. Like, I just don't see the allure of it at all. Like I said, I enjoy the ocean. It's fun. you got to pay attention to the waves and, you know, splash around out there. That's definitely my once more pool. I don't need to do. I mean, the real problem with this is, like, certainly if I go with my family, we will go to a pool, whether or not it's my never or not. But yeah, by myself, I would never need to go to a pool. I mean, could we, if you really wanted to go to, like, the Borgata pool beer garden thing one summer day, would I go? Probably. But I don't feel the need to do it. Like, certainly in Vegas, everyone went to the pool except me.
Oh, yeah. We spent, like, a whole day at the pool.
And I was just like, absolutely not.
The beach, I can do about 45 minutes sitting out on the beach, and then I'm done with it, and then I just want to go eat funnel cake and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I have done the beach in Atlantic City. One thing I don't love about the Atlantic City beach in the summer is that the beach bars blast music, and you just, like, can't be far enough away from them to not be, like, feeling the bass mm-hmm. from the beach bars. So it's not really the most relaxing beach experience in the world, to me anyway. I don't think I've done a pool in Atlantic City. So, you know, I think I would do the ocean indoor-outdoor pool,
mm-hmm.
the hot tub, do some man soup. Shout out to 7-Out Podcast.
Yeah, rest in peace. I've only done the Hard Rock pool, which was absolutely terrible because that's where we stayed when my kids went. So you've been to Showboat. It's like one big pool.
We're counting the water park.
Yeah, the water park's a pool, right?
I don't think you can count that as a pool.
All right. It's outside of the bounds of this question.
By the way, if you're not staying at Ocean, a day pass to the Exhale Spa is $120.
What if you are staying at the Ocean?
$99.
That's very expensive.
I mean, it's a really nice spa. And if you're going to stay for a couple hours...
How much does it cost to get, like, a 60-minute massage? Because that gives you full all-day access to the spa, too, right?
$180.
Yeah, so it's $80 more to get a massage.
That's a good point.
Like, you should never pay for the day pass.
That's, like, the flow massage.
Oh, yeah, that's probably terrible.
It says, love a deep tissue massage but hate the pain. Then our signature massage is just the answer. And that's going to be awful, right?
I want the pain.
Deep tissue or the sports massage, right?
Yeah.
So then that's $200. But still, I mean,
that's
talking about $100 subsidy there.
No, I would never go to a spa without getting a massage, I think, especially if it's like only half the price to get into the spa.
I've never gotten a massage in my life.
Really?
Correct.
Did you know I go to, it's called Stretch Zone, but it's like a stretch place once every other week or something. So they stretch you.
I'm not into pliability. I want my muscles as tight as they can possibly be.
Okay. Yeah, you shouldn't go there then. So I go semi-regularly to something massage adjacent, I'd say.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't like people touching me.
Yeah.
Ever, really, in any way. Personal life, anything. I'm like,
yeah, romantic life, just nothing.
No.
Yeah.
Don't touch me.
Mm-hmm.
Like, my son is really into, both my kids really, they'll, like, grab on you to try to get you to go somewhere, and that, mm-hmm. I just hate it. That's not just about touching. I don't like being dragged places by my kids in general. They should only be dragged where I go.
Yes. They should follow at an appropriate distance behind you, just wherever you go.
Yes, I want to be setting the pace, and I want them to be following a decent distance behind me.
Good luck with that.
Okay, I'm trying to find the resort's spa price.
They don't even really have a spa. I've been back there a few times. They don't have too much.
Deep tissue massage at resorts, $135.
Yeah, it was like $120, I think, when I went.
That's much cheaper.
Yep.
It is worth extra to me. I haven't been to the resort spa, but like the ocean spa is very nice. If you want to do other stuff other than get the massage, it's probably worth the extra whatever, $80 to go there. 65. But if all you're getting is the massage, get the cheaper massage.
Yeah. I think it'd be good. I should do the spa more often.
Are you spa always, beach once?
Always spa, beach once, pool, never.
Pool into the ocean.
Yep.
I'll go pool once. I'm going to go spa, always pool once, beach.
Beach into the ocean.
Beach into the ocean. Although, like, beach into the ocean. I would say that would be terrible for Atlantic City, but, like, nobody really uses the beach anyway.
Everyone uses it. What are you talking about?
It's just there. You can still see it, but it's roped off.
Right.
I have a follow-up about this because this was originally going to be... Well, at first it was going to be like, you got to exercise in Atlantic City because I was trying to come up with an always once never at like 11:45 last night after I worked out. So working out was on the brain.
Sure.
And it was going to be like hotel gym, run on the boardwalk, walk the full length of the boardwalk both ways and you can't stop anywhere.
That obviously goes in the ocean, but yes. Right.
Well, hotel gym, I mean, there's nothing that would get me into a hotel gym. But then it was going to be like hotel amenities we never use, gym, spa, and pool.
Mm-hmm.
And then that was way too obvious, right? Like gym's going in the ocean, spa's the always, pool's once.
I don't think so. I would do gym always, I think, like snap choice.
Okay, well, that makes this more interesting. Have you ever used the hotel gym?
Yeah, many times.
And what are the odds that you'd ever use a gym in an AC casino hotel?
lower than at other hotels?
Yeah.
I don't know. Do they even have gyms?
Yeah.
Like, do they all have gyms?
Well, surely Tropicana has a gym.
Trop has one.
I think most of them have fitness centers.
Yeah, I would do that always, for sure. Over spa and pool, 100%. Yeah, I've used a hotel gym many times.
On vacation or, like, work trip?
Both.
I can't imagine what would make me go to a gym at an AC casino. Maybe if I was there for, like, 10 days. Because otherwise, like, no, I'm taking a break, man. I don't need this.
So you're like the opposite of me. Like, your food is your always, exercise is sometimes, and sleep is never. And I'm the other way around.
I'm very consistent with my exercise at home.
Mm.
It is like my second job. But no, when I'm on vacation, like, missing that one workout is not going to have any effect on you. Much like you say, eating bad one day is not going to have one.
Right. Yeah, no, it's fair. But still, it's like just better than the spa and the pool, I think. Like, I can go to the gym. I could do stuff for 20 or 30 minutes, you know, even if it's just sit on a spin bike and pedal for 20 minutes.
No, cardio is terrible.
Oh.
I hate it.
It's like 80% of what I do.
Nope, none of it.
Right behind me, I've got a bike and a treadmill, so.
I should have done gym, spa, pool. It's the always, once, never.
Gym would be my easy always, I think. Spa, once more, pool, never.
The gym would be going in the ocean for me.
Me and Paul have gone running on the boardwalk together before.
Right.
You were always like, absolutely not, I will not do that.
That's not the gym.
But you hate cardio, as you said, so.
That's true. That's way too much gym talk. Why are we talking about exercise so much?
Because you are the one that put it in the always, once, never, I think.
Yeah, it's a fail. Fail on my part. I apologize to everyone.
We're going to AC.
I hinted at the what's good, but I didn't want to spoil it. But it is at the very front of the show, if you can get past the 15 minutes of always, once, never.
Yeah. 25 minutes of always, once, never, 5 minutes of show.
I think that's a good ratio.
Uh-huh.
So we are going to be in AC in 11 days.
Presumably. I mean, nothing's guaranteed, but it seems that way.
The current plan is Friday the 20th into Saturday, September 21st. Mm-hmm. So the very first question is that accurately the timeline? I mean, it will certainly end on Saturday the 21st, but when will it start?
I think it's more up to you, honestly.
Are you totally cleared for Thursday?
Maybe. I mean, I didn't think it was realistic, so I didn't bring it up when I mentioned it, but it depends, probably.
I did bring it up, and I got sort of like a, yeah, it would be fine.
I could do what I've done in the past and certainly get down there late at night or whatever, like help get the kids down and then get up there at 10:30 or 11.
Yeah, so I have a meeting that ends at 4. I could probably swap some days around and work from home on Thursday, and then I could actually finish that meeting and run straight to the car and get to AC by like 6:30 or 7.
I think it's more realistic that if I could go, it would be getting there at 10:30 or 11 at night.
But would you prefer Thursday, or at that point are you like, I'll just get up and go on Friday?
I mean, I think I'd always prefer to make the drive Thursday night than Friday morning. I would just show up and go to sleep, I think, at that point, though, honestly. But then I start the day in Atlantic City instead of at home and having to drive up there.
The thing I can't figure out, like, is it worth it to go earlier for my enjoyment? Is that worth the extra stress putting on home? So that's something I need to figure out.
I mean, if I get the kids down on Thursday night, I don't think it costs me that much, that many points.
Right. If the trade-off was I then woke up and ate breakfast and was out of AC by like 10:30 or 11 on the next day, I mean on Saturday,
mm-hmm.
I think my wife would absolutely make that trade. But I can't present it as like,
okay.
Here's this trade. Would you rather I go and I'm just gone entirely Thursday night and you get the kids ready on Friday, or I'm staying all day on Saturday?
Right.
That is not the way I'm going to present this.
Well, we've been talking. Maybe that is something you could pitch to her, but
that's true.
We'll talk about it after the show.
So what about rooms? We actually have something booked, which never happens.
Yeah. Right now we have a two-queen room in the Rendezvous Tower booked, which I've never stayed in, but it looks quite terrible from the picture they have on the website. But you preferred it, so we're doing the Rendezvous Tower. Because you don't have any comps other than Caesar's Properties, right?
And Golden Nugget.
And Golden Nugget.
Yes. So when we were talking about resorts, I was thinking, I'll just stay in Hard Rock and we'll, you know.
Which is what we did last time.
Meet in the middle.
That we stayed in resorts, or I stayed in resorts,
right.
You stayed at Hard Rock.
But I don't get comps at Hard Rock, so I don't think I'm willing to spend $139, which is the current going rate, you know, plus all taxes and fees. So it's probably like over $200 by the time it's all said and done.
Uh-huh.
Just to get my own room, which is another thing. Like, when was the last time we even shared a room?
It's been a while.
I don't mind sharing a room, actually.
I don't either. Like, I prefer staying alone. Like, certainly if you had a comp room, I would also get a comp room.
I think I've said this on the show before. Like, I think our Vegas trip actually might have been a little bit better if people had shared rooms, because there would have been more incentive to meet up.
I was frankly quite surprised that nobody shared rooms in Vegas. Like, I was assuming someone was going to be staying with me.
Yeah.
Like, I got a two-room big suite in Vidara or whatever for that reason, and then I was just by myself at it. So,
my CET properties, I can only get Forum Tower at Caesars, so, you know, that's not an option. I mean, Resorts to Caesars is not so far.
It's not so far, no.
But I'm not going to stay in Forum Tower. If it went to Centurion, I still don't think I would book Centurion comped rather than just staying in Resorts, but...
Caesars properties are so shitty, man. Don't want to go.
They did a bunch of stuff to Caesars. They added a Starbucks, mainly.
Yeah.
But I don't really want to, like, end the night there and play there. I'd rather end the night and play at Resorts.
At least Caesars has the Asia room. Like, that's the real saving grace for that compared to the other two Caesars properties.
So we had hinted, I think, in the after show of the last episode that if we were going Thursday night, we should stay at Golden Nugget. But if we're going just to sleep,
yeah,
then we should probably just add a night at Resorts, right?
Yes, I agree. I think if we're going to stay Thursday night, I would just make my reservation one night longer at Resorts.
So I was looking at where I've stayed, because in my head, when I initially only was getting the Caesars properties comped, I was thinking, well, Caesars, you know, they've done some updates. I haven't stayed there in a while. But I actually stayed at Caesars less than 2 years ago. We both did when Taylor was there and we went to Nobu, December of 2022.
Mm-hmm.
It's been longer since I've stayed at Hard Rock than Caesars. I stayed at Hard Rock in July 2022. Harrah's in December 2021. Resorts I have not stayed in since May of 2021. And my longest time without staying in a casino is Bally's, which makes sense. And that was 2017 at Zorkfest. That's the last time I stayed in Bally's. It's crazy.
Yeah, it's been a while for me in Bally's. Certainly, it was CET when I stayed there last. I think I've gotten rooms there a few times, but...
Oh, and had someone else stay there.
I put someone else in them, yeah. Like, I know I put Taylor in a Dennis Tower room, and he was complaining about it.
I do remember that. Bally's has the truly horrible combination of not being nice, both in terms of casino and in terms of room inventory, and not comping.
Yes. Yeah, they just hate me. They hate me so much. I don't know why.
They emailed me like four times last week, like, weekend comps, and then it was actually Sunday night. Like, don't email me this. It's awful.
It's funny. It's good.
Yeah. Seems like we're doing a Resorts night.
Resorts? I'm excited.
Which brings us around to, what are we going to do other than gamble at Resorts?
Yeah. You know, if we were going to gamble in two places, I assume the other place I'd want to gamble would either be Ocean or Hard Rock. But yeah, gamble at Resorts. It's going to be a lot of it. Play some terrible Joker poker, 99%+ payback.
I'll play all their bad slots. I'll get sucked into the piggy game.
I think this time, $100. That's what I'm putting in slots, and that's it. Per day, you know, $100 Friday, $100 Saturday. Let's be real, but not doing that shit.
I'm playing a table game.
Mm-hmm.
I said, for what we're going to do, Craig plays at least one table game, the most anticipated event of the century.
Uh-huh.
I'm excited for the recap to talk about why we didn't do these things that we said we were going to do. No, I'm excited for the recap to see how we feel about this thing that we've been talking about forever, like you really limiting your slot play.
Yeah, I know.
And me playing some table games.
It's for real this time.
See if it really changes the way we feel about the trip, and like if this is really positive changes, or if we're like, it was fine, it didn't really affect anything.
Yeah.
Basically felt the same. A couple of things at Resorts that we've talked about recently, or one that we haven't talked about. That's a great segue into this. A couple of things we've talked about, actually we haven't. The Boo Bar is a pop-up Halloween bar at Bar One at Resorts. You sent me this email this morning.
I did.
I also got the email from them, but...
Oh, you had to get it twice.
Bar One at Resorts is becoming Boo Bar on Friday the 13th, September 13th, not October 13th. Spooky. They're advertising $14 specialty Halloween cocktails, including The Bride of Frankenstein, which is Crown Royal XO, Cointreau, lemon juice, and a sugar rim. The Frankentini, which is just a very fruity martini. I don't know if you can even call that a martini. Vodka, melon liqueur, blue curacao, orange juice, and lemon lime soda. That sounds absolutely horrible. I mean, I'm sure it goes down very easy, but I'm not going to get that. And then the last one, $10, which is a good price for a cocktail. The Perfect Pink Cosmo. That doesn't seem spooky to me at all. It is literally just a Cosmo made exactly like you'd expect.
Where's the Perfect Pink Cosmo? I don't see this in my email.
$10. It's on there. New Amsterdam vodka, Cointreau, lime, cranberry. I mean, that is literally a Cosmo. And then it says, all proceeds benefit the Resorts Men Wear Pink campaign. So not spooky, but for charity.
Yeah, I see it on the website, but I didn't see it in the email.
The bar is also having bingo every Sunday, karaoke night every Thursday, trivia every Monday. Go to the resort's website if you want to see about those things. Are we going to the Boo Bar?
Presumably. I mean, last time I went to Bar 1, I got COVID. But...
That's true. I think they do a pretty good job with these pop-up bars, usually. They do a good job with the decor. I mean, obviously, if we go look at it and it's like, oh, this looks lame, I'm not going to like force myself to go get the perfect pink Cosmo just for the good of the podcast. But we'll be there, so we might as well go look at it. The other thing at resorts is Chicken Guy. And I have to get myself a chicken sandwich at 1:45 in the morning.
Yeah.
That is something I have to do. What I want to know about Chicken Guy, so they've got a cocktail menu. Does it have like a bar component, or is it just a table that you go get grabbed to go?
You'll have to see. You'll find out next week.
I'm fairly certain if I went through Jeff from New York's videos, I would be able to find out if I went back and watched them. And I think I've probably seen Chicken Guy before, but I've erased it from my mind and I'll still be surprised.
I mean, you want it to be fresh for yourself. It's a good move by your brain.
No spoilers. What else are we doing in Atlantic City when we go?
I know we've talked about Club Madrid, right?
I think that's high on the list. I think we should do it. I don't know if you've looked at their website, but it's quite something.
I think I have. Let me... Oh, no. This is... Wow. This is great. I love it.
Old school.
Copyright 1981. This is fantastic.
Computer screen. The menu link... It's not even a link. You have to like enter a command. The menu command doesn't work. Somebody on Yelp claims that that's intentional because they want you to like be surprised or something. I don't know. But it's a little weird.
That is funny.
I don't actually need to see the menu to go. Like, it looks cool and I want to go anyway. So I think we should definitely try to do Club Madrid. I always have Beer Garden on the list if the weather's good. I think that's got to be done, even though it's, you know, down at the other end of the boardwalk.
Mm-hmm.
And then we've been high on the happy hours and we're going to be at resorts. But I think there's a strong argument for just going to Club Madrid early.
So I looked at the page code. It's very simple. And there is no spoiler with the menu. It is just says unavailable.
Awesome.
All right. Fair enough.
Do you want to do happy hour? Do you want to do Doherty's?
We will be in resorts. I'm sure I'm going to have a huge, not a huge, maybe $50 or something.
Food credit? $20?
$20 food credit. Ah. We'll see what kind of food credit I have, and then we'll figure it out.
Because the other option is just to go to Club Madrid when it opens and get some bar bites and a cocktail.
When does it open?
Four.
Four. Okay.
I mean, we could do double duty, go get a cocktail at Club Madrid, and then go back to Doherty's.
Well, we should get a food there too, right?
Yeah. Well, we'll figure that out.
I mean, we've been to Doherty's. I don't feel like we have to do it this time.
Yeah. Do you have the lounge pass at resorts? Have you gotten that offer?
Usually they send that to me in snail mail. I don't know if that shows up on the website or not. I can check real quick. I haven't seen one in a couple months, but it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Interesting.
I'll tell you in a couple minutes, you know, after some clicky-clack. $10.
That's
dining dollars.
Food credit?
That
no.
is awful. Awful. Yeah, screw resorts. No, we're not going anywhere. They will get none of my dining dollars. And by that, I mean we'll use it at Chicken Guy. So.
Oh, do they accept the dining dollars? That sounds like a great use of the dining dollars.
Wait, what night are we there? September 21st? Oh, the 20th, right?
Yeah.
I have two complimentary tickets on September 21st to see Classic Album Live performing Abbey Road.
Hmm.
Don't want that anyway.
Our friend Dave would definitely want that.
As I've mentioned on the podcast before and gotten flack about it, not a big Beatles fan, so.
I like them fine. I never go out of my way to listen to them. I'm sure I've said that on the podcast as well.
Oh, Craig, 15x tier points on that Friday, though.
Sweet.
That sounds like a big multiplier.
That's a massive multiplier.
15x. You can get a number of tier points getting 15x.
We don't even need that free lounge pass because you're going to get their version of Diamond in a Day.
Hmm?
And then they're going to say, you're not red carpet. Is it red carpet? I don't even know.
Yeah, I think it's red carpet.
I think red carpet is the even higher tier.
Yeah, I think it's higher than like other casinos have pretty much. It's like they're invite only.
Red carpet star card, 10,000 tier points. Paramount Plus, Paramount. Epic is one level up. Epic is like their, you know.
Yeah.
Platinum. Why is platinum the second status at Caesars? I guess because it starts at gold, which is already ridiculous. 400 tier points to reach Epic at resorts.
That's a lot. Except maybe not with 15x.
Yeah, not at 15x. But yeah, it's hard to earn tier points at resorts, I have to say. Yeah.
I have 12 this year, and I think I've played there a decent bit. So.
Oh, I have 11.
So, there you go.
If I had 15 times, I would be well on my way to Epic.
Yeah. Yeah, 15 times 12. That's 180. So.
So I mentioned Lucy to the Lighthouse Walk.
That's something for me for a two-night stay.
I agree. Sure. Yeah, it needs to be a two-night stay. The Hook.
I think that's something for a bigger crowd.
The Hook for a bigger crowd?
Yeah, I don't think me and you should go. I think we should wait for more people.
It is more fun with a bigger crowd.
Yeah.
I mean, I've only ever been solo and with my wife. But...
Yeah.
And it's fun either of those ways, too. And I do miss it. Like, I know that they've changed some things, and I think about it, and I'm like, oh, that's such a good time. And I would go again, but I don't think that's going to happen this trip. We had mentioned Anchor Rock Club, and there's a band there called The Feelies. And I went and listened to some of their music, and it's not for me.
Okay. Okay. So we'll skip that one.
And then the last one, as I've already mentioned, I play at least one table game.
Yeah.
What table game should that be?
Unfortunately, they don't have tiles at resorts. They have normal Paikau poker. That seems like right up your alley. I mean, they've got a lot of blackjack, but you're a noted blackjack hater. And they have a lot of craps, but you're a noted craps hater. I'm planning on playing a lot of craps there, I think. When I think of resorts, I think of craps for some reason.
Yeah. I'll play some Paikau poker, and then based on how that goes, I'll see if I play other stuff. I mean, that's pretty much the plan. I need like a gateway table game to like remind myself it's possible to play a table game. And then from there... You know, if I leave that table game with money, then I'll have money to go play other table games. So that's the plan for me.
Could play some $40 tiles at the Hard Rock.
That's true. Just play like two hands of $40 tiles. Question about your $100 a day on slots. Is that $100 a day on all machines?
Yeah,
does that include
I don't know. It should, probably. Well, we'll make a game time decision, which means it'll be no, but it should.
For my own personal interest, I would... encourage you to not include video poker because I obviously like to play a lot of video poker and it's fun to do that with someone next to us making terrible jokes about, you know.
Oh, yeah. This is it when I have like two to a royal.
Deuces never loses and you never hit on a pair of tens. Just making the same terrible jokes that we've been making for the last 10 years of going to Atlantic City. But you're right. For your enjoyment, it's probably...
I mean, I enjoy video poker. I don't feel like dirty afterwards like I do when I lose a bunch of money at slots. So... we'll see. Maybe I'll have a different dollar amount and it'll be somewhat higher for video poker. Maybe like $200 a day on video poker or something.
Okay. We'll see how that goes. Yeah. I mean,
we'll see.
If you are going to restrict it, I would say I would highly encourage you to play very little slots.
Right. If I'm going to restrict it, probably if I'm going to do 200 video poker, I should do like 50 a day in slots.
Yeah.
So.
Or just play, you know, 70 cents a spin slots and make it 20 a day in slots.
No. Got to play the max, man.
Do you play the max because...
what's the point of playing slots if you're not trying to get a big hit? Then it truly has no reason to do it.
That is the difference between you and I, in that you actually enjoy gambling and want that big hit. Whereas I'm enjoying the game, it might as well be like playing Nintendo Switch for me. And so I want my dollars to last as long as possible. And
it's more like YouTube than Nintendo Switch, right? You're not like actually doing anything.
Hey, sometimes you get a bonus and you got to like pick some stuff.
Yeah.
It's the best. It's a great feeling.
It's like one of those games on a tablet for a two-year-old or something.
I think that is a extremely accurate summary, both of slots and of...
the tablet games for two-year-olds.
Well, that too. And also of my like mental state when I'm in a casino. So I think that's perfect. Have some cocktails. I want everything to be on the level of something that's for a toddler, except just losing lots of money.
Yeah, I mean, and there is, like, certainly I was playing minimum bet Hexbreaker for like 3 hours at Golden Nugget, but my mental state was not great, to say the least, then, so...
it's true.
Because I had a liter of Black Label.
Are we going to go get a liter of beer at the beer garden?
Yeah, if it's nice out. That sounds nice. I'm wearing the hoodie right now that I bought last time we went because I didn't bring a hoodie and it was cold and raining.
I've said this many times about the beach, is that not bringing a sweater is a feature, not a bug. Because then you get to buy a sweater on the boardwalk.
Oh, I bought mine at the Walmart outside of town.
What? So. Walmart?
I'm a noted Walmart lover, so what can I say? I think we talked about this last episode.
I saw a guy selling weed outside of the Midtown Comics in New York City with a purple Atlantic City, New Jersey sweater that definitely looked like it was from, if not Peanut World, one of the other shops.
It was like definitely $4.99 on the boardwalk, though.
I just got so many feels from seeing this shirt. And I was like, oh, I need to go to AC. It's been so long. What a good time. So then after I bought my comics, I bought some weed from the guy because, no, I did not.
All right.
The best part is he's selling weed like right outside of a state-licensed dispensary. Very odd. Anyways.
Yeah. Some people just don't want to give the state their cut. So, yeah. So we have really clarified nothing about our trip, which is how we like it. So
no.
I think we can move on to all our other business.
I'm not hearing that. We have a hotel booked.
That
we
have a hotel booked.
So much more clarity than we normally provide.
Yep.
I'll be tweeting regularly. No meetup. I'll just tweet. So if you're there, come find us.
Yep.
There's a tiny bit of news that we should cover. First and foremost, Borgata cheated on their taxes. Did you read this article by Wayne Perry of the Associated Press?
I did not.
So basically, they were claiming some kind of tax credits that are meant for, like, I guess if you give away free play, the, like, I don't know, wins on those free play or something. I couldn't really understand it. But basically, they overcounted the amount of credits they got, so they, like, underpaid on their taxes by a total of $1.1 million. And they did it once and got warned, and then they did it again. And they got a whopping $75,000 civil penalty. Really making it hurt the state. And they've already paid those taxes back, plus the penalty. I don't really know why I felt the need to include this, other than we talk about revenue all the time, and we never get into, like, sort of the tax stuff. But in the past, we've talked about situations where, you know, casinos have sued someone. And basically, the reasoning that the casino won that, I think it was the Phil Ivey case, right, with the cheating at Baccarat.
At Borgata?
Yeah, it was that the state's gonna get its money. And so, like, the reasoning was, you're cheating the state out of tax money, right? Like, that was effectively what the judge ruled. So, yeah, the state is going to get its money. Borgata trying to cheat. Like, it doesn't affect us as players if they claim this credit, but the state will get paid.
Maybe that's why the Harris had to take your $25 at the
tile.
Oh,
that's a good point. They were like, the state needs the quarter on this tax.
Yeah.
Ah, you're right. So, the other Borgata news is that the Gypsy Bar is closing. The Gypsy Bar is like the live music bar.
Yeah, that's really
right
surprising.
Next to the Pygo Tiles table.
So someone who remembers this time better than me can clarify, but I think Gypsy Bar has been open since the Borgata opened, because I think I remember that we went there like the first time I went to Borgata, and this would have been like 2006 maybe or something like that. So it feels like the end of an era for me. I mean, I certainly haven't been in it in the last 20 years or whatever, but
I think I went in once.
It was always there next to me playing Tiles, being loud, but yeah, it was fine.
Always a big crowd.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so this first got mentioned, I think, in our Facebook group by Jeff from New York, with a link from somebody who's a regular band, like a Facebook post, I think, by somebody who's a regular band playing at Gypsy Bar saying, like, hey, this place is closing. A link, though, to a casino.org article that talks more about it. Basically, they are replacing this with upgraded casino floor space, which seems not that exciting to me.
Gypsy Bar always seemed very popular to me. So
right.
We'll see what happens. I don't know.
It's already closed. It closed on September 6th. The quote is, reimagined gaming experience. That's what's going there. And the casino.org article says that the casino floor is being equipped with a new high-end lounge featuring a selection of rare liquors from around the world. And that there's a new Asian-themed restaurant concept additionally in the works, presumably in the Izakaya space.
The noodles of the world or whatever.
Yeah, but do you think that that's actually just going to be the updated noodles of the world?
I don't know.
Interesting point. But it talks about how Borgata's doing all this stuff because they're losing market share to Hard Rock and Ocean.
Yeah. I mean, they are.
Accurate.
That is true. Yep.
Yeah. Interesting stuff.
We'll see. Put me down as surprised that Gypsy Bar's closed, though.
Yeah. Very popular. Certainly, as soon as any event got out, it would get very packed.
Well, it is right down the stairs from the event center or whatever, so.
Yes. Borgata's feeling the squeeze.
Yeah.
Which is also probably why they feel the need to cheat on their taxes. Think about it.
So, the last piece of very important news that you put is that Showboat has a new website, which I've gone to and looked at, and it's very strange, at least the opening video.
I would like to point out that you did not correctly read the agenda, because I said that Showboat has a sexy new website.
A sexy new website.
I mean, it looks a lot better than their old website, aesthetically.
Mm-hmm.
The most important thing is that it does now list limonada as a dining option.
That's good. Having it up to date is good. I love this picture that they have on the website of the low roller is like the main thing. And then it shows the Showboat in the background, but it looks so crappy compared to the Hard Rock and the Ocean. It's like the least flattering picture of the Showboat ever. It's like 2/3 of the way down the page.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Yes. No, sandwiched between...
Not looking good there.
The North Tower at Hard Rock and Ocean, which I believe are the two newest constructed towers in Atlantic City.
And the Showboat is looking real bad.
Dwarfed by those two things. Yeah, that's kind of odd. There's a spa and salon they advertise.
Oh, could go there.
What do you think the spa and salon is like at Showboat?
You know that one bartender we had at the Atlantic City Eatery? She seems like the sort of person that would be in the spa there. Take of that what you will. I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but...
Yeah. I mean, I'm sure it's untouched from when it was Showboat, which is the big thing. Second floor of the Bourbon Tower, $100 Swedish massage. Sorry, $99 Swedish massage.
Oh, price is right.
$159 deep tissue, though. That's more than resorts.
That's more than resorts.
Can't do that. Steam room and sauna day pass, $20.
That's not bad.
That is not bad. Because all I really want is the steam room.
Some people really love saunas.
I like it. I think.
I do not. No.
Especially if you're, you know, feeling the drinks from the night before a little bit. Go sweat it out. It's good.
My stepdad goes to the sauna every day, I think. But it's not for me.
Every day? Wow.
Every day. Yep.
Interesting.
That's what you do when you're retired, man.
Men's haircut is $30. It's less than I pay here.
Oh, that's way more than I pay. But anyway, if you want to reach out to us or any of our other listeners, you can do so to our Facebook group, facebook.com/group/doforwin. Find all of our great content at doforwin.com. Reach out to Craig on Twitter at doforwin or me at Kyle Askin, and send Craig questions and suggestions for always, once, never at doforwin@gmail.com. Any last words, Craig?
I should probably look at what my rates are at Showboat and just stay at Showboat.
That's where you're going to be spending all your time anyway. You know, Craig's going to play a table game and like just cross it out and be like, lucky snake. Are you actually just going to like leave me like halfway through the day and go down to the Dave & Buster's?
I would like to check out the Dave & Buster's, but I don't think I'm going to do that in a 24-hour trip.
Yeah. Two-day trip.
Yeah, two-day trip. Mm-hmm. Go to the Dave & Buster's. Anyways, we can wrap up this episode and talk about it in the after show. The next episode is going to be, presumably, a trip recap.
God willing, a trip report. All right. Well, thank you guys very much for listening, and we will talk to you in a couple weeks with, hopefully, a trip report.
One of the things I'm most excited about is
McFlurry in Atlantic City. Yes, I agree.